Hello, Nui. Welcome to episode 25 of Spiritual Kind Things. It is August 25th, 2021, and it is Wednesday. So that means it's Wahinepreneur Wednesday. So I'm going to be we're going to have a segment talking about routine. And then I'm also going to be talking about space weather for the first time on our Astro Titta segment. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is the part of my show that I call Astro Titta, where I spell the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically as the Mahina rises. She is La'au Kukahi, and this is a time of healing, utilizing La'au Lapa'o and harvesting any type of La'au Lapa'o, like herbs, using these natural remedies, medicinal plants, in order to heal yourself, will be supported by the Mahina, due to the fact that over the next three Pōmahina, we have the La'au moons. So there's La'au Kukahi, La'au Kulua, and La'au La'au Pau. And here, this was used as a time to honor the god Ku. So it's like while you're harvesting, you're praying to Ku. You always pick with the right hand, by the way, when you're picking herbs. And when you pick with the left hand, then you will pray to Hina. Okay? Just so you know. Anyway. Ouch. This is not a time for divination, okay? The La'au lunar phases are associated with the mana of nature. And there are certain spiritual healing protocols, practices that related to illnesses that were caused by external things. It could have been spirits, spiritual possessions, you know, curses, hexes. And that's the main focus right now. It's not about foreseeing what is to come, but more so of paying attention to what's currently happening in the present and how you can heal those things, find closure, whatever, right? Solve the problem. So natural medicines, using those types of remedies are going to be very helpful during the La'au moons. Kalamai, my friends. I know you guys never noticed, but my alarm went off and it was time for me to break my fast. So I was hungry. I went and I ate some oatmeal instead of a shake because I was freaking starving. But I'm back now and I'm happy. And we drank some water. Okay, so now we're going to continue talking about the moon. So, and there's so much to talk about. Like, oh my gosh. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening. Because last night, there was choke energies, bro. It was massive. Okay. So, back to the moon. Vedic and Eastern lunar calendar is represented by a mirror today. So, whatever is happening outside of you is a direct reflection of what's happening inside of you. So, if you have people around you that are like arguing, yelling, swearing, what's going on the inside? Are you angry about something, right? So it's almost like it's showing you what needs to be fixed, what needs to be addressed. Yeah, so never look at it like it's a bad thing, something's wrong with you. No, it's just it's like a symptom that's showing you that something it needs the attention. Okay, but if everything is cool around you, like chill, you have all kinds of loving friends and all this stuff, like then everything on the inside is going really, really well. Okay, and it's like keep doing what you're doing. Okay, It's good for this mana. Also good for healing. Yeah, obviously. Because if you can see what's going on, then you know what to do, right? You know what needs to be worked on. And it's a good day for partnerships, help, justice, working with your thoughts, developing a more objective view of your environment. I would say, oh yeah, and you know what? When it's a la'o, when it's around the la'o moons, I try to go on the first one, but if not can, then I do them on the next one. But during the la'o moons, I like to go walk around outside barefoot and just kilo, like observe what is going on, you know, look at the plants, talk to them, you know, mahalo them. Like the trees on your property are your protectors. And oh, I just think it's chikiske when I said that. Oh my gosh. So, you know, malama them. Like when you're watering your plants today outside, like just mahalo them, you know, for taking care. Because yeah, when you care for your aina is gonna take care of you back, yeah. That even exchange of energy. So yeah, that's really, 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 really good during la'o moons. Yeah. So when you're like harvesting your plants, mahalo them, like thank you, you know, for the mint, you know, and go make some tea with your mint. Or throw them in your whatever, your water, your drink. And then set intentions for that mint, you know, what you intend for it to do. Like, oh, okay, I get sore stomach. So maybe the peppermint is going to help with your tummy or something like that, right? Another thing is looking at the self critically from the outside in order to rid yourself of like negative tendencies, these bad habits. Notice your shortcomings, focus on changing those things, improving the character. Really good for doing cleansing water treatments for the kino, your body, bath, saunas, massages, you know. So I'm really grateful that today aligns very much with this energy because it was an active recovery day. Like my girlfriend Lisa is gonna go get a massage today. So if you can do those things, you know, do like stretching, foam rolling, some yoga, like definitely jump on that shit today. Fasting is really, really important. Not really important shit. Fasting is supported or... No, I don't even want to say that. Fasting is recommended. There it is. Vegetarian diet. Nuts, olive oil, preferable. And again, interacting with nature. Observing plant, animal life around your surroundings, right? Like I said, kilo. The moon is still in the sign of Pisces, so be careful of the feet. Give it a little malama today, massage, give it a lomi, but no, not this deep tissue kind, okay? You might hurt yourself. But you can foam roll smokhain, maybe if you have some plantar fasciitis or whatever. What else? Okay, so we're gonna get into the transits that are happening. So you're gonna hear a lot of Western astrologers claim that it is Virgo season. It is not Virgo season. When it is Virgo season, it makes it sound like the sun is in the sign of Virgo. Yeah. And maybe you're like, well, it feels like it. You know, I feel like getting my shit together. I've been focusing on my health. And you want to know why? It's because Mercury is in Virgo, Kaku. Okay. So Mercury, everything starts in the mind, right? And Mercury is the mind. Okay. It is how you perceive things. It is how you think. It's the way you communicate. That's where everything starts. So if Mercury is in Virgo, hello, somebody, like, get it? The sun is still in Leo. This makes us on the outside, right? This is what people see of us. Like, we're okay with being seen. We feel confident. We're sharing from the heart. We're being expressive. We're being playful and childlike. It's fun, right? So that the sun is still in Leo, still fresh up in the Leo, okay? And It's Mercury. Mercury's in Virgo, okay? So Virgo energy can sometimes give you that analysis paralysis problem where it's like, oh, this isn't the perfect situation. I don't know if I should do this yet. Yes, you fucking should. Go fucking do it. Just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop watching other people do it. You go fucking do it. Because when you do, you're doing. You're not watching. You're not thinking. You're just doing. Too many people wait until the perfect moment and it's never going to happen. Okay. So you just got to go. You just got to do. Stop waiting for the Monday. Stop waiting for the New Year. Whatever it is. Stop waiting until all your kids go back to school. Like, you should have started. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, why do you keep on putting shit off it? That's a trauma response, in my opinion. And it has a lot to do with self-sabotaging as well. Yeah, it does. Okay. I don't want to piss anybody off, but I'm just being honest because I've been there. I've experienced it. I've done that many years. And when I finally got the fuck out of my own way, my whole entire life changed. Okay. And maybe that sounds cliche, but it is the truth. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't say it. So that's what's going on with astrology. Now, the fun part. So we're going to get into the weather, space weather. So last night, oh my goodness, there was a lot of energies, okay? So we have two massive energy days that are coming. And we were hit with energies on the non-sun facing side of our planet, okay? So it's weird because the sun isn't there. And so that means there's energy coming in from that side from something, but we don't know what it is right now, okay? But we keep on getting these intense energies that are coming in from that side. It's the left side, okay? If you're looking, I don't know how to explain it. Just trust me. So in this situation, the sun is on our right. And the energies are coming from the left. We also have a Boshok that kind of absorbs the energy from the sun. So when we have like those CMEs that I'm going to be talking about, which is those solar storms, it absorbs a lot of the shock of that, the plasma, all of that mana coming through, yeah? But some of it still kind of hits us too, okay? And it's normal. It's almost like a defense or an energetic wall or something that protects us a little bit. But last night, these energies were coming in fucking hot, okay? And so it was so intense that we have these satellites around our planet. And when the energies come through and they're really intense, what happens is these satellites go into protective mode. And so what I like to think of is like a crab, right? You know, when a crab, like when you scare it, it sucks in everything and it just stays still. And then when it's okay, then it kind of like pokes its eyeballs out and then it starts slowly putting out its legs and its claws, right? And so that it can start doing whatever it's been doing. Four hours, these satellites were in protective mode. That's how intense it was, okay? And I'm pretty sure they're gonna go into protective mode again really, really soon because there's solar storms coming. We have that CME that I was talking about on the last episode that's gonna hit us. That was earthbound. And this is really good for manifesting. If you are a light worker, you're going to enjoy these energies because it's going to help to propel your manifestations, the things that you want to bring to fruition. So make sure you keep it on what you want, not what you don't want. So whenever we work with this type of energy, you never want to say, I am not sick, I am not sick, I am not sick, because the main topic of it is sick. And so people think when they say, I am not sick, that it's going to make them not sick. And that's not true. Because like I said, the main topic of it is sick. It's not the not. It's just focusing on the topic that you're focused on. So we always want to say, I am healing, right? I am healthy, instead of I am not sick. I am wealthy. I am abundant. I am happy. Not I am not depressed. I am not angry, right? Focus on that topic, okay? I hope that helps. What else? Oh, okay. Another CME came off of the sun yesterday as well. This one, I don't think it's going to hit us too much, maybe just a little smidge of it. It's interesting because it was actually earthbound or earth facing, but when it came off of the sun, I noticed it kind of swerved off to the left from our perspective. Well, from my perspective, when I'm looking at it on the camera. And so, yeah, it went more to the left. So if it does end up hitting us, it's just going to be a little smidgy, like the end of it, like the edge of that storm is going to hit us. But we're definitely going to get hit with the other one that I talked about from like the 23rd. I think that's when it, yeah, my days, you know, they just meld into each other. I don't know what the fuck day it is. I think it's Wednesday. Anyway, so yeah, enjoy all of that energy. What else did I want to talk about? So it was the intense energies yesterday, and then the CMEs that are going to hit us really soon, and then the little CME, and we still got earthquakes going, and that's pretty much it, guys. Yeah, that's what I got for you guys as far as AstroTitic goes. And I hope you guys enjoyed the added space weather update, because that's like super, super important. It is Wahine Pranuer Wednesday, and to keep with the theme of Mercury in Virgo, I figure this is a good time to talk about getting our shit together. And a lot of people ask, like, you know, how did you come up with your routine? Like, so many people ask me this stuff, and I'm like, I don't know. I just do, you know, I just do things. And I didn't realize that it's hard to come up with a routine until I fell out of my routine. And then I had to like recreate my routine. And when I had to do that, I was like, damn, this is kind of hard, you know, when you have to actually like think about it and write it down or whatever it is, right? Because before I would just do stuff. But I wanted to become more organized because I'm starting to use my planner. And so when you have to write it down on paper, it's a little difficult and it gets a little overwhelming. So I came up with a process for myself to make it not so overwhelming. And I recreated my routines for my morning and my evening. And if you want to add an afternoon one, you can totally apply that to this. Okay. So you're going to want to get some paper and a pen or a pencil. And what you're going to do is you're going to have three different categories on this piece of paper. The first one is going to be for your morning. The second one is going to be for your afternoon if you're doing the afternoon. And if you're not doing afternoon, skip it. You're only going to have two. And then the third one or the second one, whatever, the last one is going to be your evening. Okay. So now I want you to write down all the things that you got to do in the morning. Everything, all the details. I don't care. Shower, workout, make coffee, stretch, prayer, devotion, meditation, all those things. Write them all down. So pause this and then come back when you're Paul, writing all the things that you got to do in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, whenever you're going to be creating these routines. All right. So now you have your list. Yeah. All the things you got to do. Now I want you to write down, hopefully you have space next to it, but these are things that you know you need to do, but you don't do. Yeah, like work out. Maybe meditation or pranayama. Maybe gua sha before you go to bed. Because we're getting old, girl. We gotta work out these wrinkles and shit. Get the lymph moving in our face. So we look youthful. We look young forever. Okay? So write down those things. Pause this. Write down all those things. All right, so now you have a big, huge master list of all the things you got to do, and all the things that, or the all the things that you do, and then all the things that you like want to do. Okay. Now, I want you to look at both of these lists and figure out what can be combined and listed as just one thing. Okay? So if you have workout, take shower, I don't know. Yeah, we'll just say that. Drink, recovery drink or something like that, okay? We're just going to combine that into one, like hoi kai ka kino, okay? And I'm assuming that's because you work and you have to take a shower. After you work out, you be sweating, you got it. So automatic, right? You can shower. So we're just going to call that hoi kai ka kino or whatever you like call them, right? Workout. Let's say you have one for like prayer, devotional, gratitude journaling, something like that, right? And then you want to incorporate some meditation in there too. Then you could just call that whatever you want, like no, no, like whatever you like say, right? You don't even have to do it in Hawaiian language. Like just do whatever you want, but give it a title that includes all of those things, okay? Now, after you do that, you're going to pause this, of course, right? So after you do that, wait, no. Pause. Go do that first. Okay, you back. So now you have all of your main tasks now, right? So now I want you to put a time when you can do those things right next to those main tasks that you have. What time and how long is it going to take you? Okay. So if you have workout, and let's say you're doing a 45-minute workout, take you half hour for shower, then you can give yourself whatever that is. Yeah, hour 15 minutes or something, okay? And you can say, okay, I'm going to do this at 6 o'clock to what time? 7:15. Or if you want, you can put 6 o'clock and then put the duration. But honestly, for me, I want to block out that time already, okay? So pause this, go do all that. Say, yeah, okay, you get them, huh? All right, so now all you need to do is make that happen. Practice it, try it. What I would recommend is you only choose 3 for your morning and 3 or a little bit, like, because you know you're home already. You could do more than 3 for the evening, but if you're, unless you work at night or something, but 3 for the morning if you have to go to work, just to try it out, okay? And see how that works for you. And then if you have more than 3, if you only get 3, great. If you only get 2, you better add fucking more shit to your list. But if you get 3, awesome, okay? And I want you to try that out for a week. Every single day, do that for a week. See how that feels. See how if you end up having, you know, bigger slots of time, like pockets of time, take mental note of that, because that means you could maybe add something else there, right? Maybe you can implement another, a fourth. But just try it out and see how that goes. And that is it, guys. That's your routine. That's how you create a routine. You can add to it. You can tweak it. Okay, so just because we just created it now, it doesn't mean you can't ever change it now, because you're going to change it. It's going to change, and it might not look the same every single day, and that's okay too, but you have the foundation of it down now, right? So sometimes, you know, you might roll out of bed late and you don't get to do your meditation and your devotional stuff, right? That's okay. Maybe you can fit it in the evening, right? Maybe you, I don't know, start getting interested in crocheting or something. And you're like, okay, well, I want to crochet for 10 minutes before I go to work. And maybe you actually have a pocket of a half an hour, you know, to do that. You can throw that in there. So that is it. It's that simple, guys. And you don't have to tell people about this. Like, you don't have to. It's just for you. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't look the same every day. It doesn't matter what it looks like too. If you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. As long as it works for you and it makes you feel more productive, makes you feel good when you leave the house or whatever during the day, because you have this implemented. But you're going to find what works, you're gonna find out what doesn't work for you, and you're going to tweak it all the time. And it's okay. All right. So I hope this is helpful to you guys. If you make a routine, share it on your Instagram story. Tag me because I would love to share that with other people if it's not too personal. I'm also going to share with you guys what mine is. I am thinking about making some planner inserts that will have that, you know, where you can slot out time and put tasks, your routine or whatever, and share some ideas that I have. I don't want to share them right now, but it's called a task card. So anyway, I'm going to be sharing some of those things soon on my Instagram. I'm getting there. I'm slowly getting all of my orders because I've been ordering stuff for my planners, and I'm going to be making like reels, sharing stuff like this with like just getting our shit together. So I hope this was helpful. And again, don't forget, tag me if you guys implement these things because I would love to see. So I wanted to share a life update with you guys. I mean, not life. We'll just call it that. And that is, let's see. Things are going pretty okay. Even with that whole situation I was sharing the other day. But I really feel like I'm getting my shit together with my wellness. And I'm really proud of myself for that. And it has a lot to do with the fact that I got out of my comfort zone. And I just got my shit together. Like, we're going to be talking about that today. I might name the freaking episode that. Like, get your shit together. But anyway. So I'm doing a program that is called 645. And the trainer, his name is Amala. He's really, really hot looking popolo guy. And God, I'm so fucking cheesy. Anyway, so you know, it makes it that much easier to show up because I got a appointment with him every single morning. But anyway, I love this program. I didn't initially, when I first heard about this program, I was like, I don't even want to do this, but I did it anyway because I was kind of peer pressured into it by my girlfriend, and I'm so happy that I'm doing it. I'm 6 weeks into this program, which is almost halfway through it. And the changes mentally and physically and emotionally have been mind-blowing to me, seriously. And so these aren't like little things. It's not just weight loss, like for the physical changes, you know. This is like dysfunctions that I've had in my body for years are gone. It's not magic. It's because he focuses on functional training. Functional training, what does that mean? It's like just so that you can function as a human being and do regular things, like picking up your kids off the ground, right? Or carrying your child on your hip, or gardening outside, or walking, or something like walking up the stairs without your knee bothering you or having ankle pain, whatever it is. Being able to sit on your computer and then after you get off, you're not like, you know, you don't have like all this shoulder tension or something like that. Like, it is crazy how good my body feels. And it's like while you're in the work, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. But right before you're gonna give up, you're done. It's like that. Like, it's like the just the right amount of work. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but by saying that. And I am just, I love this program. Like, my favorite program used to be Morning Meltdown 100. It's this 100-day workout that I used to do when I first signed up last year. And I did great with it. I lost a lot of weight, didn't dial in my nutrition at all, and I still lost weight. This one is totally different because I feel like I'm in a PE class. Like, I'm learning so much about muscles and what their function is and what does the pain mean over here. Like, a lot of the time we think that when our when our lower back is sore, we think it's because we need to stretch our lower back, but actually it might be that you have tightness in your hips. And that was my issue. I used to have a lot of lower back pain, but I learned that through stretching and opening up, I don't even know if those are the right words, my hips, my hip area, bruh, I don't have that pain anymore. I learned that I had a lot of tightness in my adductors. I think that's what it's called. So, and my hips. So whenever I would like squat outside and do stuff in my garden, oh girl, my lower back was sore. I couldn't stay in that position very long. But now I could squat for like 2 hours outside now and do my garden work. It's crazy. I never ever thought that I would be able to do stuff like that. And it's because of this program. I mean, I've had a garden for like years, and you know, so it's not just because like, oh, you're just gardening, it's the gardening you're getting. No, I've always had a garden, but this is the only difference is this program. And even my squats, I'm noticing I squat deeper. I don't even know if that makes sense, but I can get into my squats really good. Like now I feel like I'm a pro at like doing squats, and I can see the difference too, because my booty, girl, that thing got snatched. Like, bitch got snatched. You would think I contoured her or something with some makeup. No, it's real. Like, it really like perked up. It, crazy. Like, before it was all wide and sloppy looking. Now it's like perking the fuck up. Even my husband, like, is always about like, oh, you need a bump or something. I'm like, no, I got a foam roller. I'm fine. I'm like, don't touch. Like, Jesus, gosh, can't I have things? Jeez, just let me be great. Anyway, but yeah, it's changed so much on a physical level. And of course, I'm losing weight. And then my legs are getting thinner. Like, just so many things. I got thick Hawaiian ties. Okay. And these girls, like, I feel like there's definition coming in. Like, all kinds of crazy shit. Like, muscles that I never realized that I fucking had are like starting to show itself, and I'm like, whoa, it's a trip. And I'm lifting heavy too. Like, for me, I'm lifting heavy. Like, before, I weights intimidated me. Cardio for days. I would do cardio any day, all day. I hated weights. Now I look forward to it, because it's like, now I'm tracking my weights and I can see if I'm getting stronger. And I'm also seeing these muscles show up, and I'm like, whoa, this is fucking cool. On an emotional level, I don't know, there's just something about working out that helps so much with the emotions. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of science behind it. You could say that it releases those happy hormones, whatever. But something is definitely affecting my emotional health. And then mentally too, right? It's kind of linked, the two. And so it's like, when you can show up for heart kind things that, like a workout, you can show up for other heart kind things in life. And that's what this is all like teaching me. So not only is my body getting stronger, but so is my mind, and so are my emotions. And I'm not so reactive these days. I'm like more respondent. Is that the word? Anyway, so I highly recommend. Most amazing program ever. And I'm not just saying that because I'm being biased or I'm trying to sell shit. But if you do want to get one, I do have a $10 off coupon code. It's already on sale for like $160 plus tax and shipping or whatever. But you get a $10 coupon code, so the fucker is like $150, you know. So if that's you, I only have one left. One coupon code. So if you want it and you want to get on this shit with us and be part of our group, bruh, you should. I wish you could be a fly in our group DM that we have for 645. So all the girls in there are supposed to be doing 645. I think there's like 3 people that might not be doing it because they're having a difficult time like getting on the shit. But everybody else is on it. They're doing it. Some people just started on Monday. I'm on week 6. My girlfriend Jenna is starting week 7. Lisa's on week 8. That's where I was supposed to be on week 8. But I got in my own way. And I didn't even finish the first week. And then I didn't show up for the second week. And then I had to show up
and recommit the next following week. So that's why I'm like 2 weeks behind Lisa. But she's in the middle. Yeah, she's in the middle of her eighth week. I'm in the middle of my sixth week. So anyways, the support in there is absolutely beautiful. Today I seen my friend Po'om Maikalani. She gave some really solid advice to somebody in there who's having a difficult time getting started because they're feeling overwhelmed with their life. And it's like hard to show up for yourself when you're overwhelmed with work and just whatever. And she gave her some just solid advice. And I was just like, bro, I love my titas. So if you need that in your life, you need support, you need accountability, you just want a bunch of new girlfriends, bruh, get your ass in our shit. Seriously. You want to lose weight? You want to transform your body? You want to understand all this like mental clarity, emotional fucking maturity shit that I'm experiencing right now? Like, do this program. Seriously. You need this. And honestly, I feel like everybody needs to do it. I don't care what fitness level you are. Like, just starting out, we get modification, a person that modifies every single move. If you're an athlete, bruh, you need this for sure. Because I guarantee there are dysfunctions in your body that you don't even understand how come it's dysfunctional, and you're gonna fix it. Because there's a chick on here who, what was it? I think she was having like knee issues or whatever. And today was like an active recovery day. So we do all these stretches and stuff, and we really focus on, you know, he really focuses on, like, he's very intentional. Everything is, that was another thing I really love about this program. Super, super intentional. You know, you ever do a workout and then you just do like all these warm up moves, and then you notice like, oh, it's leg day. And you were warming up your arms or something. You're like, why the fuck did I warm up my arms? Like, I'm not even using my arms. I don't know. But with this, your warm-ups, the moves, the parts of your body that you're stretching, it's because you're gonna fucking use that. Like, he's so intentional about everything. It's like, ugh. This program is so well thought out. And it's a long program, by the way. It sounds so intimidating because it's 6 days a week. But really, to me, it's 5 days a week. Because Wednesdays are your active recovery and Sundays, you don't even do anything. It's a total rest day. So you have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Saturday, I don't know. To me, it's a cardio day. Like, it doesn't even feel... I mean, yeah, it's hard and I'm sweating and I get my ass kicked. But I don't know. It's so fast. It goes by super, super fast. The warm-up is 45-minute workout. The warm-ups are like 10 minutes long. They're fucking long as shit. Because like I said, they're super intentional. You're warming up the parts of your body that you're actually going to utilize in the program. Or, you know, for that particular workout on that day. So you got like a 10-minute workout, okay? So that shaves off 10 minutes from the 45, so you're at 35. The cool-down is about 4 or 5 minutes. So you're really doing 30 minutes of like real work. So it's really not as long as it seems. And it goes by so fast because he breaks everything down into these like blocks. So you have like tree blocks or something. And then you have an EMOM where you do like one move 4 times or something. You know, it just depends. And it's different all the time. So like for me, a person who can't even watch a TV show like without taking a break, like, I seriously have the worst attention span. I am fucking dialed the fuck in. Like, I'm not even bored with this program. Even though sometimes we've done the same moves. Did we do that? I don't remember. Because he adds little tweaks to it, too. So it's like, this time you're going to twist this way. And instead of doing it how we did last time, now you're going to add a little jump or whatever. Like, it's like progressive, too. So you start off, like, you know, pretty chill. And then as you move on, yeah, he adds a little bit more. So stage 2 is where I'm at right now. There's 4 stages. Well, actually, it's technically 3 stages. Each stage has 4 weeks. The first week is, well, the first 3 weeks is like, you know, you do all your shit. But that 4th week of the stage is a deload week. So it's actually a little easier. So you go heavier. And then you start a new stage. And then you go through the 3 weeks and then you have that deload stage where it's a little easier, less moves. Like it's only like 10 reps. Come on, you can do that. And it's only two sets. That's it. And you stretch longer, all that kind of stuff. But you go heavier. I'm about to do 30s pretty soon. Like, I don't even know who the fuck I am right now. So anyway, and then you move on to the next stage. And then stage three is the same thing. There's 3 weeks. Then you have that last deload week. And then stage four is only 1 week. That's your final week. And that is the performance week. And that is where you show the fuck up, bitch. Okay. Anyway, I didn't get there yet. I'm still on stage six. So anyways, I just know what the program's about because I got to be on a one-on-one call with him. Like, yeah, it was awesome. And he's a really cool dude. And just the way that he trains is like, ugh. His coaching cues are like on point, like everything. Like right when you start doing something, and he'll say, tighten your core. Your back should be on the ground. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. I wasn't doing that. So it's like perfect. He's so perfect. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember. But I'm so excited about this program. And I really feel like, yep, everybody needs to fucking do this program. I don't care if you don't need to lose weight. Like, you'll gain muscle for sure. I don't care if you're an athlete. You definitely probably have pain that you've been dealing with for a long time. I bet you that shit will go fucking away. I don't care if you're a new mom and you just got the thumbs up from your doctor and they said, yep, you can start working out. You can do this. There's a modifier. And he even, like, encourages it. He'll be like, if you have to drop your weight, drop your weight. Do it without weights, bitch. It will still burn, I promise. I've done it a bunch of times. I modify a lot. Most of the times I try to just do it normal, but I do modify. And I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not ashamed. Like, it's okay. Just track it. Because one day you're going to notice that you're fucking doing push-ups on your toes. Yeah, bitch, that happens. Like, I'm doing push-ups on my toes now. I'm like, who the fuck am I? I don't even know. I don't know. I couldn't even do one push-up before. And now I just do push-ups. So anyway, it has changed everything, you guys. I am so grateful that I have this program in my life. And I'm so grateful that I have my girlfriends. And that is power right there. The sisterhood, the titahood that we have. Fucking fire. All right, I'm going to stop talking about this. But I could talk about this shit all day. I seriously could because it's been so life-changing. And I feel like everybody needs this. Everybody needs this shit in their fucking life. But anyways, that is what I got for you guys for today. Mahalo for tuning in. Get your shit together. And make sure you share. Share with me on Instagram. My username is Kehau, Kehau. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Ahuyo.